Ryan Little status tonight?
Yeah, he's not in tonight.
Not in.
We're gonna hold him another game. Yeah. It ain't just we had a 30-minute puck movement practice, and he worked hard, and he got tugged at the end, and he'll get another one today. We just erring on the side of caution again.
Training camp was all about defense, it seemed. I mean, a lot of that. Is it where you expected it to be at this point?
I don't know about expectations of where I thought it would be. Half of our defensive game is really good. And a big part of that, and I guess I'm using numbers now, but our odd man rushes minus the second period against the Island. And our controlled entries are really, really good, better than they were last year, better than they were 2 years ago. And then there's a big chunk of our defensive numbers we don't like at all, but we kind of knew that would be the hole, and we'd have to get stronger at that. So we're certainly not surprised where we're at. We'd like to be a bit better in a couple areas. We think we can improve pretty quickly in a couple areas.
Coach, how big an adjustment has it been for you guys to be missing the whole right side?
Yeah, it's an adjustment So what the parts of your game that are driven by your back end have changed. We've got good players there, but we wouldn't be pinching nearly as much in the offensive zone, and not even systematic. You know, Buff would pinch whenever he felt like it. But Trouba and Myers are down the wall an awful lot. Our zone time isn't that far off because our forwards are really making up for it and working hard at it, but we're not there. And then from a defensive point of view, and certainly there's some outlet passing, but from a defensive point of view in zone, we're not going to get the seal like we did. Like, those are four big men. And so the kill plays that shut a play down in the corner that start the breakout. So we're a little longer in our end, and that would be the two major areas. The one doesn't hurt us. We're much better in odd man rushes and much better in controlled entry defense, which is a function of our D being at the blue line all the time, for the most part. But we've got a room to improve in our closeouts in our own end.
Even if it's not tonight, Paul, we talked so much about identity lately. How much?
That was you guys, by the way.
Yeah, it was us for sure. I mean, what?
Eight games in there.
Putting Lowry and Kopp back together, yeah. Whenever that happens, how big a piece can that be towards forging towards that identity?
Well, it's something that we know and we've had success with. We're a really, really strong home team over the last 2 years based on you get a little bit more of a matchup the way you want it at home. So it's a place that we can go. What's changed over even last year is Andrew Kopp, Jack Roslovic are now better players. And we expect once Kyle Connor kind of gets back to his flow of his game, these younger guys are now can do a little bit more. So we don't necessarily have to run it the way we've run it in the past because we do have other options. So when you think back a line of Perreault, Kopp, and Roslovic in the back half of the year last year was a really powerful line statistically. I mean, 5-on-5, they produced as much as Scheif did. Different competition, but that's an option for us now that hasn't been there. So we have an opportunity to kind of change our lines a little bit. All of this, of course, is with Brian in our lineup. Right now, we're a little bit more defined in what we can do.
How has Ville Heinola handled the last couple of days? I mean, obviously, he's going through something that he has not gone through before, and what have those lines of communication been like in terms of your conversation?
So I'm going to say he's handled it like a real good pro, and it's also given him a time to recover a little bit. So there's a heavy camp that we had from an NHL man's point of view. Like, our guys who have been through 8 or 9 camps are saying that was a tough, tough camp. 18-year-old who is not used to a North American schedule, certainly never been to an NHL camp. There's a cost to that. We started to see it in his game a little bit. So he's been able to come out of the lineup in a heavy schedule and start to almost recover a little bit. He's starting to go back to moving real well. And so it's been a positive, I think. You know, the fact that he hasn't played in a game. Players go through this over their career all the time. They get injured, miss 2 and 3, get thrown right back in the lineup. It's all part of the learning process for him.
Well, just what do you see from the Islanders in their building?
Well, we didn't like that second period a whole lot. We loved our goalie at the time. We thought he was really good. The first and third, we thought we were good. We were closer to our identity, and then that looked like an Islander-Jets game. So they play more of a Western Conference style than most teams in the East. So it's a simpler game with the puck, but it's a heavier game too. They don't get above it. They don't stretch. I don't think they're a stretch team. I think they were against us in the second, because why wouldn't you? Based on that, why don't I go to all this wide open ice in behind them, because there's nobody there? But they play more of a game that we see regularly here. I think this will, I would say when we get together, it's usually a fairly low event game. There's not a lot of chances. There's not a lot of shots. I would suggested possibly in the past that wouldn't necessarily have been a good thing for us, because we had a certain style of offense. I mean, we were a little bit more of a, I don't want to say run and gun, but we're certainly skewed to the offensive side in terms of style of player. We are balanced more now because of our youth or inexperience of our back end to try to play a tighter game. So I think it'll be a low event game tonight.
Going on that, what's the biggest thing, Paul, that you guys got away from in the last couple of games?
I don't think I'm going to answer that question, Sarah. There are things that, so it's almost like the identity. I fire out what I thought were our two biggest problems, and that story lives for 2 weeks. We had a couple of tough nights. I think the first night was schedule driven. I thought we worked hard against Pittsburgh. I really did. I just didn't think we had it. We were dragging. I didn't like our penalty kill very much in our last game. That would be it. That's all I'm giving you. Oh, here we go. Here's this veteranness now coming in. Didn't really care for that answer. I'll just ask it a different way.
No, had said that.
Oh, unfair.
Wow. Had said that just kind of getting back to playing that five-man defense of game. Is that something that would be key tonight against the Islanders?
Yes, when we don't have the puck, right? Our back end really now more than ever needs to rely on our forwards, right? We're still really young up front, but that's the most veteran part of our team. So they are now, where we wouldn't have had to rely on them as much before, because we had some freelance guys back there and some big range guys, right? They could get across the ice, close plays out. And also not necessarily physically intimidate other teams, but there was an intimidation factor of what they could do with the puck, right? So you had to respect those guys maybe a little bit more. We know they're coming after our back end a little bit more now. So it's about the forwards being there to support. We like that in the first period of just about, well, every game that we've played minus first period in Chicago. But we've liked the way we've come out and handled that. The second period that we like the least so far is in the island, where we got stretched out and didn't give those guys, it wouldn't have mattered who was on our back end for the most part. They weren't going to be able to find our forwards. So we just need to tighten that up. I extended that answer for you, knowing that it would be the last one today. We'll see you tonight.